Podcast number 8, Boundaries, How to Say No So You Can Say Yes. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 911 or 988. Boundaries. That word can bring up a lot of feelings for people, both positive and negative. They're complex, nuanced, and quite often misunderstood. There are even different kinds of boundaries, like physical boundaries, relational, time, and material boundaries. Entire books have been written on the topic of boundaries, and we have just a few minutes to dig into this topic, so let's get to it. We are going to talk briefly about what a boundary is and is not, and how you can evaluate areas of your life that you might need to consider setting better boundaries in. So, what is a boundary? The general definition of a boundary is a line that marks the limits of an area. And I think this definition really gets at the heart of what a boundary is. It's an acknowledgement that you have limits. As humans, we are finite and limited. We just don't have unlimited time, energy, or resources. Boundaries exist as a reminder that we need to care for ourselves. We must say no, or even not right now, to some things in order to say yes to other things. Everything we give our time, attention, and money to is something that we cannot give it to. Without good and healthy boundaries, we can end up exhausted, broke, burnout, and depleted. Boundaries really define what is ours and what is not. So then what are boundaries not? Well, a common misconception about boundaries is that they are about controlling someone or something. But boundaries are about us. The purpose of a boundary is not to control someone else, because we cannot control someone else, but to know and understand what falls within our responsibility and what does not. Boundaries are also not the same thing as making a request or making demands or threats. Boundaries aren't meant to be a way to isolate ourselves or avoid difficult situations or people. They are simply guidelines to help us identify what is in our control and responsibility, and that help us to know when to say yes and when to say no, or not right now. So how do you know what boundaries you might need to set? Well, it is really our values that drive our boundaries. So an important question to think through is, what is it that I value, and is my current lifestyle lining up with that? For example, if I value rest after a busy week of work, but I continue to fill my weekends with errands, chores, and activities, that might be an area where I need to set a boundary so that what I truly value lines up with what my life looks like. A good question to ask yourself as you set boundaries is, if I say yes to this, what will I be saying no to? So this involves being realistic with yourself and possibly others about what your current limits are. And these can change depending on external circumstances or even what season of life you are currently in. So figure out what you need to say no and yes to, communicate that clearly within yourself first, and then to any others who might be affected by it, and follow through and reevaluate as necessary. Remember, boundaries are good and necessary because we cannot do everything, not even every good thing. We are limited and finite, and boundaries acknowledge that, and they can ultimately lead us to greater freedom and overall well-being. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you, as always, to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.